And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Emer. Good morning to Emer.
Good morning, Debbie.
You're very welcome to Lifeline here on your FM. And this morning we're talking about strip and dip. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, well, this is something that my good friend Deirdre Featherstone started. This would be the year. The year after, when she was recovering from breast cancer. And she asked me, would I take part in this the first year? And I really, really didn't want to, because the idea of taking off all your clothes just terrified me. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, that year I was away. I was in America, so I couldn't do it. But I knew I wasn't going to get away with it the second year. Now, around the time that Deirdre had her breast cancer, it turned out that my sister had the same thing. She was diagnosed with the same thing. And in fact, they were both in the same hospital on the same day, that they both got a mastectomy by the same surgeon. So literally my sister was in one ward and Deirdre was in the other. So the following year, even though I was terrified, but I kind of felt that it was really the right thing to do, given that, you know, there are women that go through that. And I've, you know, obviously felt it very deeply with Deirdre being my friend and my sister going through it. So I hadn't really a choice. I had to I had to do it.
And I didn't realise, so this is going to be the sixth year then that this strip and dip has taken place. But the hope in this year it's going to be the largest in the world, isn't it?
And I think it already is. I think we've already smashed that. We just want to destroy the record, really. So I kind of, like, the last few years there'll be maybe 100 women in or around. Or maybe I think there was much more than that last year. But I think it just kind of, it's sort of snowballing. And I think Deirdre just thought, you know what, let's just completely celebrate this. And it makes so much money for Avian's Pink Tie. I know you'll be talking to them next week, but yeah. This it's a cancer charity for children, and it does wonderful work. And so you have women who are have been affected by cancer in many ways, who just go out and do this brave thing for, you know, for a very good cause. So,
it's a wonderful thing to do. And as you said, it is, all the proceeds are going to Avian's Pink Tie. And as I said, I'll be talking to Jimmy next week, but Avian's Pink Tie is a not-for-profit organisation, and that it gives practical support to the families of children affected by cancer. And it's all really kind of run by volunteers as well. I don't think they get any government funding either. So it's great.
No, I don't think they do, no.
Yeah, it's great that you are doing this, and hopefully the money raised is going to go to, for something. I think Jimmy was saying something, they're trying to get something beside Crumlin Hospital for parents of children, because I suppose, as most parents know, if you've been to Crumlin Hospital and you want to stay overnight with your child, which you want to do, it's very small, and sometimes there's no accommodation for parents today, so you stay on the floor beside your child. But as for the strip and dip, the sixth year going, so it's a big thing for women to do, especially I suppose if they've gone through surgery. And you know, it's hard enough to get out there and do a strip and dip.
It's hard enough even if you haven't had surgery.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm lucky enough that I haven't. And I really felt that my sister, I was more affected by her mastectomy than she was. She just wanted to get the cancer out of her. And thank God she's, you know, 5 years clear now. But, I had a serious problem with body image before I did the strip and dip. And so personally, I got so much out of it. So much more than just doing a good deed, because, I mean, you know, like the next woman, I'm probably carrying a stone or two more than I really, you know, would like to. And but it had kind of escalated into a big problem, and I really, really, you know, the idea of showing off what I had, you know, so carefully kind of taken great pains to hide. It just terrified me. And my first year, which was the second year of the dip, I nearly kind of got back into the car and wheel spun out of the place, because I was terrified beforehand. So if there's anybody like who's kind of sitting on the fence or thinking, I can't do it, like, once you get past that moment, once you take that step and go and do it, you will not look back. The fact that I could run into the sea, and when I came out of the sea, I was like a changed woman. And you know, I kind of like to do it annually, because it gives me that little, I find it's kind of, as I'm getting closer to the date of the dip, I need to do it just for myself, just to remind me that It's only skin. And there, yeah. I mean, there are all sorts of shapes and sizes and ages and injuries. And it's like, we're like women warriors, really, to be honest with you. Running into the sea like mad things, and there's a great camaraderie.
It is absolutely brilliant what you're doing. As you said, it must take a lot of courage to do it. But I suppose when you have that many women as well, you've got that moral support as well there to kind of egg you on. And so when you see other people there, you're kind of, I suppose, more comfortable. And this is your fifth year doing it?
My fifth year.
So would you still be as nervous as you were the first year?
Not at all. I mean, the funny thing was, when I was, you can tell who the newbies are because they've got that startled look in their eye, and you just, and everybody goes up and says, you'll be fine. But like, what happens is, we kind of, you know, there's a little bit of a, you know, get together in the car park beforehand, and you know, people arrive in very high spirits from all over the country, and now they're coming from all over the world as well. And anybody who's done it before, they'll come in, like, people dress up. There's a lot of body art, hilarious invention of all sorts of things, you know. And then you'll get people who kind of will openly be kind of painting on themselves. And, you know, when you first kind of come into that, you just go, my God, what's wrong with all these women? Why aren't they bothered by this? And when you come out of the sea that first time, you get it. It's we're all the same, and we're just kind of wearing different bodies. And that's really how you think of it. It's just it's not important.
It's just skin,
so the following year, my second year doing it was, I came with the tattoos and the body art, and kind of looked out. You tend to look out for the people who are newbies because you know what they're going through. We've all done it, and you just kind of make them feel comfortable. So again, I'm just going to say to anybody who's even half thinking about it, do it, because it is, it's just the idea of it that's hard. When you actually get there and you do it, it's one of the best things that you'll ever do, and I can promise you that.
And I suppose on the day as well, it's a day to remember the people who have passed away, or people who are struggling with cancer as well. And it must give you that kind of, I suppose, you know, that feel good feeling after doing that and coming out and saying, well, I've done it, and I've raised money.
You've done it yourself.
Yeah. No, I'm saying you must feel that way.
Oh, I've sorry, done I thought it. You're saying
No. I would love to have. I would love to have. Oh, I don't know. I'd love to have the courage to do it, but I don't know what I could ever do. But saying, like, you know, so you have to start off somewhere, don't you? There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, you do, and you feel better about everything, about yourself and about what you're doing and your place, there's a great camaraderie between everyone, and you'll kind of spend the year, half the year smiling, remembering what you've done, and you'll spend the other half of the year kind of, you know, getting ready for it. Like, it's not the sort of place, by the way, that you'd worry about what you look like or wearing fake tan or any of that sort of stuff. Like, I mean, it's you come as you are, and you kind of revel in the joy of being a woman and the way that you are, and that you can, in that state, you can kind of do something good and make money for a very worthy charity. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And Emer, the strip and dip, it's just literally, you don't have to swim or anything. You just go into the water and stay in for a certain amount of time, is it? And
yeah,
then
I
get
mean,
back out.
It's literally like I run in up to my waist every year, and I don't go any further than that. I kind of do the old, because it's cold, I won't lie to you. The sea is very, very cold. I run in and I get into my waist. And of course, everybody's screaming because, like, there's a big sense of, you know, everybody's raring to go. Once we kind of take photos, and when I say take photos, you're standing behind something. Nobody's taking photos of you in your naked state.
Right,
but we kind of hold up a poster that kind of has a letter on it. So that's actually a good way of weaning yourself from your dressing gown into this thing. And then it's literally go, and it's hell for leather. Everybody drops the poster. We all run into the sea, and there's, I suppose it is a little bit like that sort of war cry thing. You're getting over yourself, and you're also bracing yourself for the sea. Now there are some mad ones that stay in for, like, have stayed in for half an hour, while the rest of us are back up the beach, sort of, if the weather's nice, you're just lying on the beach, you put your dressing gown back on if you want to. I've seen 50-year-old women doing cartwheels, buck naked on the sea. You know, it's just,
oh, really?
There's just a wonderful sense of freedom.
Yeah,
really. But no, you don't have to be able to swim at all.
So you just have to go in up to your waist, stay in for a certain amount of time.
You don't even have to go up to your. I kind of do that because I kind of feel, well, I can't really say I've done it if I haven't.
Yeah, I
but if you're nervous about it, going up to your knees and it, I mean,
it's enough.
It's the act of getting naked and running into the sea. So whatever way. And by the way, all ages, like you've 18 upwards. All ages and people with all sorts of experiences and backstories and injuries and, you know, some people are do it and they're still recovering from cancer. Yeah. And we have had, you know, success stories and then we've had sad stories, but we still do it.
That's great. You know? And as you said, you don't have to be a swimmer. You can just go up to your knees. And it's strictly women only.
Oh, strictly women only. If there's anybody thinking that there might be a chance of anybody seeing us, absolutely none. We have a lovely man called Wayne, who is our security guard. Now, he doesn't come down to the beach, and also the beach is totally private, and, you know, he stays and makes sure that there's nobody trying to kind of get anywhere. I'd say the security will be extended, but, I mean, his own wife does it, so, you know, he's... we're all very fond of Wayne, and I was just thinking of him earlier because he, after the dip, he kind of traditionally, we go to a pub and he buys sausage and chips for everyone. There's already 1,500 women doing this, so I don't think he'll be,
buying it this
year. I don't know what's going to happen. He won't be doing it
this year. It's expensive. That's a great achievement, 1,500 women taking part in this this year.
So
if anyone's listening, Eimear, how do they go about get, if they want to do it on the day?
Yeah, well, I mean, the website is literally the world's largest skinny dip. So it's www.worldslargestskinnydip.ie, and you just go on there to register. All of the information is there. There's actually, you know, for anybody who's even slightly interested, just go on and have a look, and I mean, you'll kind of be guided as to what to do. Very, very easy for people to donate. If you wanted to donate rather than do the dip, it's just www.idonate.ie/world's largest skinny dip. So there's no excuses now. This is going to kind of really kind of take off. I know there's 1,500 already registered. That's properly registered, but we've got about the same number of people sitting on the fence, and hopefully there's people listening now who are thinking, maybe I will. So go and have a look anyway. Just
Before I let you go, Eimear, where does it take place?
Well, that's a secret. Can't tell you that because then.
Oh really?
it's a private beach in Wicklow.
All right. Okay.
But the location is kept secret. Obviously, just for extra privacy. It's never been an issue. You know, we're very secure and safe there, and honestly, with my hand and my heart, once you do it once, like, I mean, I've done it now. This will be my fifth year, but I wouldn't care if, I mean, it actually doesn't matter. Like, things like, you know, all of that, like, it's just bad. But anyway, if there's anybody kind of worried, there's nothing, nobody's going to see you. There's not going to be anybody having sneak peeks. It's just not possible. And you'll see that when you get there. But like, even go on, and if you have any questions, direct them to Deirdre Featherston, who's the girl who started all of this. And just, you know, send her a message and she'll kind of fill you in. But
and do they get on the same email address, or does she have a different email address if they want to find out any questions?
I think you could just contact her directly on the you know, if you go on to the website, it'll bring you to the Facebook page and all of that, and you
can
just sign up and address any of your questions there. So you know, it's really very, very straightforward, and like I say, once you do it once, you'll be coming back again, which is why we get more numbers every year.
Great.
And just to say this, on Friday, Aveen of Aveen's Pink Tie, it would have been her 17th birthday.
Yeah.
So kind of sad. She should be making decisions about college and all of that. And you know, so it's there's always a reason. You can have whatever reason. Like I say, the first year I did it for my sister, but I got so much out of it that I go back for myself as well every year.
And Emma, when is it taking place?
Now it's on the so the night, I think it's the 9th of June. I have it in my calendar, but I don't have it right in front of me. Whatever the Saturday is, I think. Is it the Saturday? It's the 9th of June.
So there's plenty of time still for people to register and get their names
sent in. Plenty of time to register. Now, we kind of make a day of it. Like, so, you know, we were on the beach afterwards. It's all very, very laid back. And then we go, traditionally, we go for that drink and basket of chips. And a lot of people stay over, go for a meal and stay over and have a big hooli that night.
So it's
now,
a day,
I don't think there's any accommodation left in Wicklow town. So, again, if you know anybody that you can kind of stay over there, you know, if you want to do that.
Okay, well, listen, Emer, hope it goes really well, and I'm sure it is going to be the biggest one so far this year. And maybe, I might even try to get down on the day as well to talk to a few of the ladies. But maybe even if I don't do that, you'll come back on and tell us how it went.
Definitely, and I know kind of on behalf of everyone, just want to really thank you for highlighting this because, you know, it is such an important thing to do, and you know, it's really great to have an opportunity to kind of speak out to people and just say, look, it's great, do it, you know, push yourself a little bit and you'll be back for more, definitely. And it'd be great if you came on the day, you'd kind of see,
you'd see for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, Emer, thanks a million for talking to us, and I said all proceeds will go to Evine's Pink Tie, and
Pink
it's a great organisation. Listen, thanks a million, and talk to you again very soon, Emer.
Okay, lovely. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.